Okay, so you've shared some really interesting stuff about using AI to make instructional design workflow smoother. That's what we're diving into today. Think of this as, getting straight to the useful bits about how AI can genuinely change your day-to-day work.
Exactly. Your material breaks down eight key areas where AI is offering practical help for instructional designers, I mean. And well, we're going to dive into each one
Great.
to give you a clear understanding of what's possible.
Okay, so the first area your sources mention, analyzing learning needs with AI. What's a key benefit you see there?
What's powerful here is the potential to quickly get a much broader initial understanding. Traditionally, you'd be looking at surveys, interviews, things like that.
Right, standard stuff.
Exactly. Now, AI tools can process existing materials, feedback, even reports to help identify those core learning gaps and objectives much, much faster. It's like getting a really efficient first pass at the data.
So it sounds like AI can significantly cut down that initial research phase then.
Definitely.
The next point talks about AI helping to create e-learning course outlines. How might that work in practice?
So AI can take those identified learning needs and like suggest a logical structure for your course.
Okay.
Think of it as a framework suggestion, proposing modules, the topics within them, maybe a possible flow. It's not, the final blueprint or anything,
Of course not.
but it can be a fantastic springboard for organizing your thoughts, a real starting point.
That's a great way to think about it, a structural, well, like a brainstorming partner almost.
Yeah, spot on.
All right, moving on to actually building e-learning content, what kind of assistance can AI offer there?
Ah, here's where it can save you some serious time. AI can help draft initial content, summarize dense information, and even point you towards relevant resources.
Interesting.
Imagine feeding it a detailed report, right? And getting back a concise summary tailored specifically for your learners. You'll still need to refine it, obviously, put your own spin on it.
Naturally.
But that initial lift, that can be huge.
Definitely sounds like a way to get past that that blank page feeling. Your sources also mention AI's role in bridging gaps in source material. How does that work?
Right. So often, as an instructional designer, you're pulling from various places, right? Different documents, websites, expert interviews. And those sources might not always align perfectly. Sometimes they contradict, or maybe they just have missing pieces. AI can analyze these different materials, flag inconsistencies, suggest where more info might be needed,
Okay.
and potentially even locate that missing information for you, or at least point you in the right direction.
So almost like an AI research assistant, kind of pulling everything together and smoothing out the edges.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
The next area is generating questions and quizzes. Tell us more about that.
Oh, this can be a real time saver, especially when it comes to assessment design. AI can generate different types of questions, multiple choice, true, false, even open-ended prompts.
Really? Open-ended too.
Yeah, based on the learning objective and the content itself, this frees you up, to really focus on the quality and the learning outcomes those questions are designed to assess, rather than just the mechanics of writing 10 multiple choice items.
That makes a lot of sense. Saves tedious work. Okay, what about the visual design aspects of e-learning courses? How can AI contribute there?
Well, look, AI isn't going to replace a talented visual designer, let's be clear.
Right, understood.
But it can offer valuable support. AI tools can suggest appropriate layouts, maybe color schemes, and even find relevant images based on your content. It can help ensure a visually consistent and, appealing look, especially if visual design isn't your primary strength.
Interesting to know. Could it help with the visual elements too?
Mm.
Useful. The seventh point in your material is about evaluating instructional material effectiveness using AI. How does that work?
So AI can analyze how learners interact with your materials, things like how long they spend on different sections, their quiz scores, maybe tracking where they seem to be struggling.
Okay, so user analytics basically.
Exactly. Plus, it can also process open-ended feedback, those comment boxes, to identify common themes or issues learners are raising. This gives you data-driven insights to make your courses even better over time. It's about iteration.
So using data to refine the design, that's really powerful. Continuous improvement.
Precisely.
Finally, your sources touch on using AI to stay updated with trends in instructional design.
Yeah, and this is absolutely crucial in such a rapidly evolving field, right?
For sure.
AI tools can help you keep an eye on new research, emerging technologies, best practices, basically filtering the noise and helping you stay current in your skills and knowledge, like a personalized trend report.
Okay, so wrapping this up. From what we've covered, it seems AI offers some really tangible ways to make various stages of the instructional design process more efficient, from that initial analysis right through to keeping up with the latest developments.
Exactly. It's about leveraging AI to handle some of the, let's say, the heavy lifting or the more repetitive tasks. This allows instructional designers to concentrate more on the strategic and creative aspects of their work, the human element.
Makes sense. So, a final thought for everyone listening. Considering all these potential AI applications we just talked about, what specific part of your current instructional design workflow do you see as most ready, maybe most ripe, for AI integration? And importantly, why that area?
Good question to ponder.
It's definitely something to think about how these tools could really impact not just how efficiently you work, but maybe even how creative you can be. Thanks for exploring this with us today.